spoke last week. We were discussing in Machlokes and Rishonim about how to solve the following dilemma. The verses in the Kaddish and Nisha with the Dover Asa Bahadahas, the Mishnah says that the condition of Tosin. So Rishonim posed the question, wait a second, aren't the ashes worth more than a pruta? If so, shouldn't the womb be Mikud ashes? Why in the world are we even talking about this topic for Lumisachas Pesachim? So it really, really snuck in around the back. It snuck in because Tosfos on the Sugis Daf Chavtes, so the Gemara had a discussion about a person eats chametz of Hektesh on Pesach, is it going to be over Me'ila or not? The Gemara's having a whole discussion, well, can we really say that it's worth anything? If it's Dabar Asaba, no. If it's Asaba, no, what possible value could it have? So Tosfos raised the red flag. What do you mean what value could it have? It have a lot of value. If you burn it, so let's pop the Yisra chametz, then it has a lot of value. But Tosfos says, no. The Me'ila is determined by the here and now. If right now it has no value, then up here Loch it has no value. It doesn't matter what's going to happen in the future. You're going to burn, not going to burn, that's irrelevant. So the Tosfos is extrapolated from that diuk of theirs. That's himself. And it says, well, what did that mean? If you have a Kaddish and Isha with Dover Osavan Noah, we don't look at the future, what the result is going to bring if and when I burn it. If the way it is now, it's not worth a pruta, so be it. The woman is animal kadeshes. So notwithstanding what Tosfos wrote in Asugi, the Tosfos no chavtes, tells in other places, had different answers. They should have different answers. They tell themselves had different answers to this question. So in other places, Tosfos writes that, Mirachinami, the woman would be mekudeshes, if the Afer had a sheva pruta, hachavayiskinan, it's only one apple of orla, it's not going to be a sheva pruta worth of Afer, but if the woman would, then the kedusha would be chalo sheva asin. So the answer in the Rishonim that caught our attention last week was the answer that the Ra'ah says. The Vakpo, the name is Rebbe, the Rebbe Kedushin, quotes from the Ra'ah. The reason why she's not Mekudeshes is because he doesn't own those ashes. Because a Dabra Asaba Noah doesn't belong to you. As everybody knows. Everyone knows. As everybody supposedly knows, a Dabra Asaba Noah doesn't belong to you. If it doesn't belong to you, so even when you burn the ashes, it's not your ashes, it's Hefker ashes. You give him a Kaddish and Ish with something that doesn't belong to you. We pointed out in the course of last week's shiur that all the other Rishonim that didn't give that answer, namely the two different Tirutzim that appear in Tosfos, obviously we're assuming that the Dabra Asaba Noah does belong to you. I do own the apple. I do own the ashes. Why she's not Mekudeshes? Either because there isn't a Sheva Prut in the ashes, or because the Kedusha is only Nikva Hashem, the Shas Kedusha, not for the future of burning ashes. But Lulei, those reasons, she would be Mekudeshes, because the ashes do belong to me, because the apple belonged to me as well. So we highlighted this machlokes in the Ra'ah, the Rifa, on the one hand against all the days in Tosfos. Do we see Ra'ah ultimately belong to it? Now we pointed out that this is a machlokes of Rishon Masechus Sukkah Daf Lamed Hey, concerning the din of Lachem for Esrog. It's an Esrog, Asav Anah, automatically not called Lachem Anah. We had a lot of problems with this because it was Ra'ah who sells three trials, the Rifa, and the Ra'ah contradicted each other, but that was that problem we never really resolved last week. But we have this running question, what is the status of Yisrael Ra'ah? Does the person own Yisrael Ra'ah or not? So the Ritva and the Ra'ah in Masechet Kedushin clearly saying not, whereas other Rishonim are clearly saying yes. So this question now comes back to us, particularly as it relates to Masechet Pesachim, but it takes us back to Sugya, back to the first part. We spoke a little bit about this a couple of weeks ago. We're going to hopefully try to elaborate on it a little bit more. How can you have a Machlokes of Rishonim whether Yisrael Ra'ah belong to it? Isn't there a Beferishu Gemara, where we spoke about many, many times, let's go back again to see it in the above of the days. The Gemara is trying to figure out, if you take a look, it's about, I don't know, 20 lines on the bottom, but right after the two dots. It starts with, Amar Avida Marav. So Amar Avida Marav begins the line, Avoide Tzorech Sheyivatio. After a person finishes B'dikas Chametz, you have to declare your Chametz to be Batal. You have to say Kol Chamira. And the question is, my time, what do you have to do that for? Min HaTorah, if I check for Chametz, I got rid of all the Chametz, what am I worried about? What could possibly go wrong? So the Gemara tries to figure out what could go wrong, and finally, the Gemara gets to the following. Amar Rava, we skip down a bunch of lines, until the first one is written. First one is Peturin, so Amar Rav, another line, Gezeira Shema Yibza Gluska Yofa, V'dayte Ilave. That we are concerned that even though you think you did a good job of being a chametz, you may end up finding something that you missed, and it may be a really nice kishmak, a piece of cake. And at that moment, when you find it, you're going to think, ooh, it's third day chalamoyed. let me just eat that cake in the freezer. Maybe I can really enjoy it right after Yom Tov. For that split moment, you could be Daita Ilavei. Terrible. That's going to be a potential violation of by Rovei Motzei. So we ask the Gemara, come on, v'chimishkachas le'liftelei. What's the big deal? Why don't we just tell you that you don't have to do bittul chometz when you do bittik. Do bittik is chometz, your problem, you're okay. If and when you find chometz on Pesach, be bevashlat then. So the Gemara says, no, it's not going to work. Do mishkachas le'levasri surah. If you find the chometz before the Zman Isser, that would be great. But if you find it on Chol HaMoed, it's after the Zman Isser already, and bittul chometz won't be effective. Because it's not in your rishus, and you can't be mevatel. It's impossible if the Allah can mevatel your chametz after this manisah. The Amar Rabbi Lazar, the famous Gemara, Shnei Devarim and Bishusa Shalodom, Yasana Kasekil and Bishuso. There are two things that a person doesn't really own in terms of pure cheshir mishpat. A person doesn't really own. One is the Eluim Bor Bishusa Rab Mechametz Bisheishos Lamala. We spoke about this on Shabbos. Bor Bishusa Rab. I dig a hole in the street. Not my bar. I don't know the dirt, I don't know the hole or anything. I'm still chayav. I have to the Torah say, Bala boy shalem. The Torah makes it as of its mind. The other one is, Chametz v'Pesach. How could a person be violated by Rabbi Moshe? It's not his. Shalcha yatarot al rosh lechem. You're allowed to see somebody else's Chametz. The Chametz is not mine. Yisuriyan ra. So the Gemara says, no, that's the Chedisha Torah that you're over by Rabbi Moshe, even though it's not technically in terms of pure chayshim ishbayus. So, Balaam, what did the Gemara just tell us? We've seen this Gemara many times. Each time you see it, you've got to focus again. What would the Gemara just tell us? That if not for the fact that I saw Kosa B'Shuso, logically, I should never violate Baruch Mitzvah. I should come to the Beit Shemala when they ask me, why do you have pizza in your freezer on Pesach? My response should be, it's not my pizza. I'm right. It's going to pure Cheshimish, but it's not my pizza. The only reason why I'm over by Rabbi Matzei is because so I challenge you and I ask you, how would the different Rishonim read this Gemara? So according to those Rishonim who say Yisuri Hano don't belong to you, such as that Ra'ah, the Nosehah's Kedushin, that Yimamish don't have Bailos on Yisuri Hano, this Gemara reads like a charm, because Ein B'Shusso is Mamish not yours. It doesn't belong to you. It doesn't belong to you. You can't really be over by Rabbi Matzei. If not for the Chedusha Torah, you shouldn't have been over. But according to all the Rishonim who say, Yisrael do belong to you, all the Taisus will hold that way. The Ridvan Masecha Sukkah that holds that way, all the Rishonim will hold that Yisrael are yours. What in the world does the Gemara Pesach talk? What do the words mean? What do you mean? The guy comes to the Beit Shemal and they ask him, why do you own Chometz on Pesach? So the guy says, it's Asmano, it's not mine. What do they tell him, the Beit Shemal? We don't pass like those Rishonim. According to the Rishonim who say it is yours, what kind of excuse is that? What's the chiddush of a son cost to your son? You should be owned by Rabbi Matzah. This is 100% yours. So what's Pshat according to those Rishonim? How do you read just the ABCs of this Gemara? So we talked about it very, very quickly a couple of weeks ago. We said almost under our breath a few weeks ago. Now we're going to come back to it. Remember we spoke about the guy who steals chametz? We mentioned Reuven steals Shimon's chametz. Is Shimon over by Reuven Matzah? And remember, we spoke about the Shimon Kubetz, the Mavukamad of Tzadihei. Shimon Kubetz is close to one of the Rishonim, the Rami Sarkasta, was of the opinion that the Nigzal is not over by Reuven Matzah, and the Ram never explained why. The Shita never explains it like this. So we often, Yehudah and the others, way before us, offered a suggestion. Why is the Nigzal not over by Reuven Matzah? Because when you steal something from someone, the victim, the nigzal, the person who was stolen from, still owns it. It's still his animal, still his car, still his property. Elowat. It's what we call shalom. He doesn't have the ability to be makdashit. He can't be mafka, can't give it as a gift, can't sell it. He's lacking that degree of violence to enable to transfer ownership to somebody else with some other entity. That's called shalom ve'ena b'shuso. So it comes in and says, it could be that to be over by Rav Matzah, it's not enough that it's shalom, that it's technically yours in Chesh Mishpat. It has to be halachically b'shuso. B'shuso is another level. B'shuso means it's, you can effect change on it, and since the din is, the nigzal can't effect change, can't be makdish, can't be makdish, etc. Shalom yad b'shuso is not enough to violate by Rav Matzah. If that is correct, if that premise is correct, which I'm not sure it's correct yet, but if that premise is correct, Now that we have another way of reading our Gemara, what's the Gemara telling us? What are Isurei Hanah? Are they yours according to the Ritva and Sukkah? Absolutely yours. Are they yours according to Taisim Sachim? Absolutely yours. Should you have been over by Rabbi Motzei on it, if not for the Chiddush HaTorah? What's the answer? Absolutely not. Why not? Because it's not B'shuso. In order to violate by Rabbi Motzei, it has to be Shalom u'B'shuso. And a Dovra Osava Noah is a Chisaron in the Din of B'shuso. So this is not my suggestion, this is the Chitzos. So he says it's Pemolei, because the Chitzos is a big believer in the fact, he really truly believes, says the Chitzos, that Isurei Hanah do belong to you, albeit the end of Rishuso. He asks on himself a kash of this Gemara, and he says, no, this Gemara is different because the Gemara never said it's Ein HaShalai. Look at the Lashon Gemara, Ein HaRishuso. We thought Rishuso Shalom is all the same thing. No, Shalom means Shalom, the Ein HaRishuso. So the Ketos didn't only develop this cloud that Isurei Hanah or Shalom Ein HaRishuso to explain away Gemara Pesachim Davav, but he used it to explain another difficult Gemara as well. You take a look at Gemara in Baba Kama, for a little bit of Kamas. There's a very similar Gemara Baba Kama that's almost an identical question. Take a look at the Baba Kama, the fourth parak on Daf. It's at the very bottom of Mem Dal on the day, but not Mem Yamad Al. The very bottom of the Mandala is the bottom line. Tarava, I'm Shinyana the Yom of last week's time. Tarava. Shor Shehenis, if a shor kills somebody, Achilo Nigmardino, so what's supposed to happen to the shor? It's supposed to be Chayav Nisa. But the Beis didn't get around to killing the shor yet. So Achilo Nigmardino, Machor of Machor, if the owner decides, listen, my shor just killed somebody, and Beis is about to catch the shor and be Gomadin on it, I might as well get rid of the shor. So he goes and he sells it off to somebody else. So the sale is valid. Hikdisha Mukdash. He decides to be a big tzaddik and be makdish the shor, the base of Mikdash. Hikdisha Hekdish. Shchata. If he goes and he shechs the shor at this point, Bisara Mutter. So the meat is going to be Mutter. Hechzira Shon the base Vailav Mukhsar. That's a technical thing. We'll leave it out for now. But Mishanigmar Dino, what if all of the above happens after Beis Din already had Kapaskin that the shor is Chayav Nisa? So you may remember that the Gemara tells us in the Kamadaf Memalaf, we spoke about this a long time ago, Shua Niska becomes Aser Pashtas from the time of Gemara Hadin. It doesn't become Aser Banor after death, according to Moshe Shem becomes Aser Banor Mishanigmar Din. That's the simple shot in the Gemara. So comes the Gemara and continues, Mishanigmar Dino, Machor in a Machor. After Beis Din already was going to Din on it, the guy figures Gaval, the Beis Din's about to take him, throw it off a cliff, I'm going to sell it to somebody, Mechir is no good. Higdisha in a Mokhtash, the Hekdish is no good. Shchatai b'saru asur, and if he shechts it, so the meat of the animal is asur. Lo achos b'saru. So what did the Gemara just say? What does Brayer just tell us? That once something is asur b'ano, what can't you do? You can't be meicher. You can't be makdish. Why not? Why can't it be meicher? Why can't it be makdish? What's the problem? What's the chisaron? Let's walk it through. Let's think it through.
Rishonim.
Oh, so what do half the Rishonim say? All the Rishonim say Isurei Hanah don't belong to you. Any Rishon who holds like the Ra'ah who said that Isurei Hanah don't belong to you. So how's he going to read this Gemara? It's charm. You can't be Makdish what you don't know. You can't be Meich what you don't know. It's in a Shaloi. And what did the Rishonim who hold that Isurei Hanah do belong to you? How are they going to respond to this Gemara? Zachtik Tzais, it's Shaloi of Ein HaBishuso. So who says this? Rashi says this. It's exactly what the Ketzos claims with Das Rashi. In the third line from the top of Mehmet Aleph, Ein HaMukdash, the La B'shusei Demarei Koi Lakdushei. That if Rashi, nobody asked Rashi to put in the world Ein HaBishuso. Rashi knew how to write Ein HaShalo if he meant to. Rashi writes Ein HaBishuso to highlight the fact that Ein HaShalo the Ein HaBishuso. So we have a working Pshat in Agamah. So we have really two working Pshat in Agamah. We have the Gemara Pesachim Davav and the Gemara Pesachim Davav that speak about the inability to transfer ownership to do certain chaloisim and dvarim which are asav anah. The Gemara calls a davar asav anah some kind of a chisaron of bailus. Point to half the Rishayim, it's called Ein HaShalai. Point to the other half the Rishayim, it's called Shalav Ein HaBishuso. So far, everything almost so far so good. Are we comfortable with this Hagdara of Ein HaBishuso? Are we okay to call a Dovra Asbana in a Bishuso? There's only one model in the Gemara of Ein B'Shus. There's only one case the Gemara called Ein B'Shus in all Shas. That's a Dabra Gozel. If something is stolen from me, that the Gemara labels as Ein B'Shus. If the Ketzel's claims that Isuri HaNoah are similar to a Dabra HaNigzel, the Ketzel's has to explain what that similarity is. What makes Isuri HaNoah similar to a Gezela? What's the connection, living or dead, between something that was stolen from me and something that the halacha says I can't use? So if we're trying to learn Pshat and all these Gemara, the Bekam and Pesachim, the reason why I can't be Maktish to Shor Niskel, the reason why I can't be Mevatel to Chometz, the reason why is all linked to that din of Eino Yochel HaKtish Rav Shana B'Shuso, we have to understand what Eino B'Shuso means, what's the proper Hagdar of Eino B'Shuso, and see, does that proper Hagdar of Gezela spill over to Yisurim? So you have any ideas? Let's think it through. What is it? What are the words? If I could tell you, there's a new legal category called Shalom Ein B'Shuso. The example par excellence is Gezela. If I challenge you, ask, what makes the Ein B'Shuso? Why is it the Vergozel not B'Shuso?
It's physically inaccessible.
It's physically
inaccessible.
You mean it's inaccessible? Why?
Because you currently don't have
access.
Because the other guy's not going to give it back to be so fast. The other guy's a gossip, right? Very, very physical way of understanding it. Any other ideas? We said it really quickly about 3-4 weeks ago, but it may have, you know, got lost the shuffle. Any other reason, anything special about a Dabra Gozel that makes some of my mafkia, my rishus from it, not just the physical inaccessibility? Even before Yish. You're just going to change everything. I own an object, and Reuben steals that object. What relationship does Reuben have to that object? If something goes wrong with that object, what's his responsibility?
He's
chayv every last thing that happens with it. That animal gets hit by lightning, Reuben has to pay. How do I know that? It's a pasuk chumash. You know what's called? The Haitian is like Zera Shogazel. This is more than Shomrim, this is no Pshia, it's Geneva, it's Abed, it's Aynes, Meismach, you name it, he's Chayim. Haitian Zera Shogos. We have a phrase that we describe, that relationship that the Gazan has with the item, we call it a Kinyan Gezela. Not to be confused with you, Shino, etc., that's another sugya, another world. But just from the moment of Gezela, the moment that the Gazan steals something, he makes a Kinyan on it. By taking it into his house, picking it up, dragging it, doing mashiach, whatever kinyan he does, it becomes his. Not really his. It becomes his vis-a-vis ala achrayis. No? Can we now have another understanding as to what perhaps makes it shalivi and b'shusi? Maybe it's not the physical inaccessibility, as Judah is saying. Maybe what creates the new halachic status called shalivi and b'shusi is the kinyan gezeil that the other fellow has. If somebody else has a chrayis on, somebody else has a real bona fide chesher mishpat kinyan on this item, that itself detracts from my rishus. It's still shali. It hasn't left my ownership yet, but it has left my rishus. So what is it about gezela? Gezela has two different components, has two different characteristics to it. Every gezela is, number one, physically inaccessible to the nixel, and number two, every gezela has a kinyan gezela on it. Which of these two character traits creates that status of Ein B'Shusi? That's the real question we're asking. So we see the Gemara puts up on a pedestal this category called Gezeira Shalev Ein B'Shusi. We're trying to highlight which of the character traits of Gezeira creates that status. Why is that important for Ashayla? It's all the difference in the world. Why? Because Isuri HaNoah have the characteristic trait of non-accessibility, because the Torah says, the Shulchan Aruch stole from me, in effect, the Torah says you can't eat the cheeseburger, the Torah says you can't eat the chametz. On the other hand, what is Yisrael HaNoah lacking, obviously? There's no kinyan gezela. The Shulchan Aruch didn't steal from you with a kinyan, Mechaber doesn't have a kinyan gezela on you. So obviously there's no kinyan gezela to speak of. So will the real factor please stand up? That's our question. If the factor is inaccessibility, Yisrael HaNoah has that as well. If the real factor is kinyan gezela, then obviously that's lacking. So how would we test case that? What kind of experiment would we run in the lab to try to see what characteristic about gezela is it that makes it an b'shuso? Now that our shadow depends on that. We have to search for a case of gezela where one of the characteristics applies and the other doesn't. That would be the test, right? Controlled experiment. Right? We have two factors, and we don't know which is the one, which is the factor. So no, don't we do this in lab? No? No, we do this in the laboratory? Right? So you go to the lab and you run an experiment where you change one of the factors. And then you see, are the results the same or not? If the results are the same, then obviously you identify which is the key characteristic. If the results are different, then you identify the other as the key characteristic. So we have to create an experiment now of a gezeila, which only has one without the other. How do we even begin to do that?
So if he puts it back without the das of the...
Close. Okay. We're getting there. Pretty close. You don't even have to go as far as puts it back.
You can just go and get it. You can walk next door. Your neighbor stole something from you. You can walk next door and take it back from him.
So, you see, you're talking about such nice guys, London, you know, so easily get back. So I'll make it simple. I'm going to combine both your answers. You're both saying the same thing. I'm going to combine your answers into one. It's Erev Yom Kippur and you get a call from the guy. Just listen to me a favor. I'm on my way to go down the hood. Can you take it, please? I'm done saying Gazal already. Just take it back. But I didn't take it back yet. And now I'm so overwhelmed with emotion that it's Erev Yom Kippur. I want to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for giving me back this animal. Makdish l'shamayim. Is it Kaddish or not? Which character trait you're focusing on. If you're focusing on the character trait of inaccessibility, it's already accessible. If you're focusing on the character trait of Kinyan Gezeila, there's only one thing that undoes the Kinyan Gezeila. What is that?
Behesha's
Exesha. So if you take a look in Rav Kama, in the Dapi Harif, and Dapi Yud Chesem and Alf, the Dapi Harif. You have Dapi Harif in that? I can't imagine that. So the two chesed and the half yarif on the balamor. It's the fourth line in the balamor, getting towards the beginning line. The lo yamrina and ena b'shuso. We don't apply the principle of ena b'shuso. In a situation where the other fellow, the Goslin, is willing to return, he's not holding back, he's not refusing to return it. That's not called Eder Shalom. That's not called Eder Bishuso. So you see, clear for the Balamor that you don't need a Kinyan Gezeila to be undone to change the status of Eder Bishuso. The Balamor understood that Eder Bishuso is purely a function of can you get your hands on it or not? If the guy stole it and is not willing to give it back to you, you can't get your hands on it, that's called a b'shusu. Once he gives you the green light to pick it up, that's called b'shusu again. Clear for the Malmur. Dr. Ramban. First one line is L'inyan. It's about 15 lines or so from the top. The first one line is L'inyan in the Mechamas Hashem. Towards the end of the line. El Sha'afa Hefresh Apiresh Begezav on Siyash Rabban Eno Klum Sha'afa Pishallah wrote Salitin line. Even though the Gazan is willing to give it to you, Eno Kaddish. Why? Kevan Shibataras Gezel Hu Etzlo. And it's still called Gezeila. The guy will give it back to me, but he didn't give it back yet. Cole's mine, he didn't give it back to me. The Kinyan Gezeila is not Pacha. So it's that one line of Balamor, one line of Mechamas that created a whole Torah in the Yeshiva Shavel as to what exactly Ena B'shuso is. Is Ena B'shuso a function of inaccessibility? Is it a function of Kinyan Gezeila? Now, if you mean, if our purpose is Tzaisis Pshat, Penisirendo. So, if I say, we're maybe a little bit comfortable, we're not as comfortable as we'd like to be. On the one hand, we have these two Gemaras, both in Pesachim and in Bava Kamma, that speak about the inability to transfer ownership on Isuri Hanov, whether it's the case of the Chometz, or it's the case of the Sham Nistal. So we want to know why is that so. So we have two Mahalchim and Rishon. One group of Rishon would tell you because it's Ena Shalom, and the other group would tell you it's Ena Shalom, I'm sorry, it is Shalom, but it's Ena B'Shuso. But we're not thrilled with this Ena B'Shuso business, because according to the Ramban, it's quite possibly not true. So we need another pshat. We need another pshat, both in the Gemara Pesachim and the Gemara B'Kam. Can we come up with any other ideas? We want to explain away that the emesis that Yisrael Noah belonged to you. And the emesis Yisrael Noah may very well be Meshusah also. And still, the chametz, you can't be without the chametz after Shas Isser, and still, you can't sell the Shana still. You have to think about it. How would we tackle that problem? We're running out of all options. We ran out of the option of Shaloi. We ran out of the option of Meshusah. What else could we possibly say?
In the case of Shai, you could say that Beis Din removes it from your Rishus.
Beis Din
removes it. Technically, it's yours, but by virtue of the fact that Beis Din has given Mar Din against it, somehow Beis Din has put a...
But all Beis Din does was declare that it's Chayav Misa, and now the Torah says Le'ochos Besaro, so it's like a cheeseburger. What's the difference between that and a cheeseburger?
Because it has to be destroyed, so there's no shear. It's not there.
Okay. See, you don't really mean it's no shear. No. What you mean is like
that. I don't mean that.
I didn't think you would mean that. Right? It wasn't Chayav Misa. What you mean is like this. What he was really saying is that not all Yisrael Noah are created equal. There are different degrees of Yisrael Noah. There are some Yisrael Noah which are ta'unim ibud min ha'olam, which have to be destroyed. And there are other Yisrael Noah which you don't have to destroy it. You can't use it. It's probably not the greatest idea to leave it around. Somebody may use it by mistake. But in terms of, is it called ibud min ha'olam? No. So there are two Yisrael Noah. There are a few Yisrael Noah that are ta'unim ibud min ha'olam. Two of them, lo and behold, happen to appear in these two sugyas. Chametz, im lechaton, im re'olam godom izeh. Chametz, mamash has to be destroyed. It burning, as says chaldava, I mean destroyed. And the other Yisrael Noah that's also taught even re'olam, is Shoyneskel. Shoyneskel, that's not just pshat, the Shoyneskel is osipan no. It's not just pshat, but like, there's nigmar din, so therefore I'm not supposed to eat, it's like a cheeseburger, I can leave it around. No. There's the mitzvah says, yisokol, yisokol, ashor. The shor is ton skila. You have to destroy, you have to bring it to the base. If you don't bring it to the base, you're about to the mitzvah, yisokol, yisokol, ashor. So these Yisrael are different. So could it be that Bamed Devar Mamurim, that some of the Rishonim say, you can own Yisrael no? And Bamed Devar Mamurim, it could be even Yisrael no, even Bishuso. It's Kenzai, Yisrael no, Shalom. Kenzai, Yisrael no, Bishuso. It's possible. But the book stops here. That's true by certain Yisrael Noah. Yisrael Noah, it's inconceivable. How could you own something at the same time the Torah says to get rid of? The Torah is screaming, get rid of it, get throw it out, get rid of it, get out of your Rishus, burn it, cycle it. But meanwhile, it's mine. It's not the Yisrael HaNoah Shavoy that's Mafkiyah that in Bailas. It's the Mitzvah's Ibud that's Mafkiyah Bailas. The Mitzvah's Ibud is a steer with the Bailas. Yisrael Noah is not a steer with the Bailas, but a Mitzvah's Ibud is a steer with the Bailas. So this suggestion is made by the Chassam Sofer in one of his tshuvas. It's a fascinating tshuva. It's fascinating not just in terms of halacha, it's fascinating in terms of a little bit of history, a little bit of human sensitivity also. I don't know whether we quoted the Chassam Sofer last year when we talked about some other things related to Yisrael Noah. It's a fascinating, fascinating tshuva on many levels. Someone sent the Chassam Sofer Shaila related to a general question about Yisrael Noah, and he writes in the tshuva, he apologizes for his response, because he doesn't have access to any of his svarim. So he's going to write the tshuva of Mamashis off the top of his head. So he has to mechila in case he gets one or two things wrong. He writes a 5-page tshuva about everything you ever want, nobody's sure enough. And then at the last paragraph he writes, why do I don't have access to my svarim? Because his wife just had a baby, and she's not feeling well, and all the svarim are locked, are in the room, and she fell asleep, and he knows that the mail is leaving soon. The Pony Express is on the way out in the next hour. He doesn't want to wake his wife up to get the svarim. On the other hand, he doesn't want to not send back the tshuva because he says, Neil, there when the next mailman's going to come to town to Freshburg. So he's got to write the tshuva quickly in the next hour or so. And this is his rush. These are his thoughts. If they're just having a baby, these are his rushing frothing thoughts about Yisrael Noah. And writes the whole shit about Yisrael Noah. So in that tshuva, he suggests this idea. He says that maybe, according to those Rishonim, who hold that Yisrael Noah really truly do belong to you, and they're really called Bishuv and everything, the Gemara in Pesachim is still okay, because Chametz is different, and the Gemara in Pesachim is still okay, because Shoyneskel is different as well. Good. So far, so good. We have three different Biurim, how to explain away those Gemaras in line of everything we're talking about.
What does it do about Bor Bishuv
Sarabah?
Bor Bishuv Sarabah?
The Bor Bishuv Sarabah is not yours because of the Maisa, it's not your Bishuv, it's not your Bor, so it's Ein Bishuv for a different reason. It's either Ein Shalom, really.
To hold that it's consistent, because otherwise, by sukkahs, by the rule of from Rashera, has to come up with Tuesday Mithay Shura, could have just said otherwise, could have said it's not Lachem.
Right, so that's part of my right. So we spoke a little bit about the list. Some Rishonim learned that that's almost identical. That's the thing about Chalik Rishonim, how to read that Kamar Mesenna. So that's part of what we spoke about. in terms of, can you really say that the problem is only because of Bechshur, is because of Bechshur related to Lechem Ha'imah? That's a whole purpose. So by say, there is a fascinating ritva. I actually hear those, but those who got the follow-up memory comes about bringing the ritva. And everyone got that, okay, so that was the first time around, the second time around, but there's a ritva in Maseches Pesachim. It's important both in terms of lumdus as well as potentially ramifications of ice of this ritva. Ritva appears in the Vav of the days in Pesachim. Beis Devarim Eina B'shis HaShal Adam. Kosov HaRitva B'shem Rav or Azal. The Chiddush HaRitva in Pesachim are written very funny. They weren't really written by the Ritva. It seems to be written like by Talmud of the Ritva. The Kosov HaRitva B'shem Rav or Azal. So we know where this is coming from. The Afal Gav the Ein Zechia B'Yisra HaNol Adin Mamon. Even though there's no real zechia on Isuri Hanah in terms of mamonis, this is very reminiscent of which ritva and which ra'ah. The one back in Kedushin, the one who said the reason why the ashes are not yours because once it's asmena, it's not yours anymore. Listen to this phrase in the ra'ah. Afagav te'ein zechia b'Isuri Hanah l'din mamon, yesh behem zechia l'hosif behen isur. You can have zechia on a davar asav hanah in order to create a problem of an additional iser on you. What do the words mean? So he continues. Therefore, says the Lord, davarim shel chametz sheshalach goy liyisrael bePesach. If a goy sends a gift of chametz to a Jew on Pesach, I'm leaving out the mail system right now. So with the old style, a goy walks in, says, brings a bottle of schnapps. And the Jew picks up the schnapps. And he's so excited. Thank you for the bottle of schnapps. Zoch the ritva also liachar Pesach. That schnapps becomes chomish avolav haPesach. So what was bothering the ritva? What do I need a ritva to tell me that? What would I have thought otherwise?
There's no kinyan. It should still be the goys.
It means it's still the goys. If there's no kinyan, if it's a davar asav hanah, it's still the goys. So what do you mean that I'm coined it becomes my chometz, it's awesome, it's Bali Rav Emotze, it's chometz of Lava Pesach. What are you talking about? It's still the guys. So the Ritva, almost like the stuff in America, the Ra'ah says, I'm a day of Chidish Gadol, that Ava Bisha Ein Zechia Vishri Hano, but Yeh Zechia Lahosu Ben Isser. I understand. I need a Ritva to tell me this. Must be Kasha. Without this Ritva, I wouldn't know this on my own. Didn't the Gemara ask this Kasha and the Avavim Tzachim? Wasn't that what the Gemara says? Ain't it Bishusa Shlod, Mesana Kosuke Bishusa? What's the Ritva adding to me? I need a Ritva to tell me that even though it's not really behind the movie by Rav Emotze? So the answer is no. The Ritva is a much more profound Chiddush than the Gemara. The Gemara was talking about, I owned the pizza from before Pesach. I bought a pizza last week in Egypt. And now I stick it into my freezer and I decide not to get rid of it. So comes Erev Pesach, and the Chometz becomes Asav Hanah. What should have really happened in the Momentus was what? It should have been no longer mine, because it's Suri Hanah or Ener Shalom, or whatever, that's the Ra'azah Sub in the Ener Shalom. So once they're Ener Shalom, I shouldn't have violated by Rav Emot. That's what should have happened. That's the Chiddush HaTorah, son of Kasim B'Shuso. The Torah says that even though it should have been Pacha, your Bailas on it, in the Momentus, Taka the Bailas is Pacha, but vis-a-vis by Rav Emot, the Bailas is not Pacha. What's the case of the Ritva? A much more profound Kiddush. The Ritva is talking about, not that I owned the pizza from before Pesach, I bought the pizza on Pesach. I acquired the schnapps of the goy on Pesach. So I would have thought, you can't even get into the baddest box of our Rabbi Motze. Bishlam, when you owned chametz from beforehand, so that I understand the Kiddush HaTorah that you're over by Rabbi Motze. But if you're buying chametz on Pesach, mehechi teis you're over. You didn't buy it. It's not yours. It wasn't Nichnas at Yerushas. Bishlam, the pizza that I bought before was already in my Yerushas. This is garnished. So Tacha, why are my Rav Emotze? So Zach Titva, because any time we're being down Legabi Isurim, we forget Chashim Mishpat. Orichayim is not governed by Chashim Mishpat. Vis-a-vis by Rav Emotze. Even though it's not, you wasn't Chashim Mishpat, you talk about Chiyon Isurim Anor, it doesn't matter. Legabi Isav Eheter, it's considered to be yours. Above and beyond the Chiddush of the Gemara. Now that we just got finished saying that the Ritva was a tremendous Chiddush, what's the next question? He's guilty of Ovi, how do you know it was true? How did Ritva know that's right? What's the source for this? So listen to the Ritva's Raya. Uchid Ashkechon, Shezoicha Yisrael B'Aved Ezara, L'inyin She'ein La B'Teila Oilemis, K'd Isa B'Hedi B'Kavaduchti. The Ritva quotes a Gemara in Aved Ezara, a few plays in the Masechet Aved Ezara, that has the following. There is a din that if you have an Aved Ezara that belongs to a Goy, so in theory you can get another Goy being a Vakwa. The Goy will take the Aved Ezara, throw it on the ground, give it a kick or something. We spoke about this Friday night. So we talked about this. I was about on a Friday night shiloh about looking at going to the museum and studying and enjoying the idols or something. Nobody believes it anymore. So if you have an idol, the guy comes and gives a kick to the idol, throws it onto the floor. So that's pitul avedizar, and then the avedizar becomes butabazar. If that avedizar belongs to a Jew, then there's no pitul. Well, is that from Sufim? Pitul only works avedizar shal akamaf avedizar shal misrav. So the Gemara says in Aved Ezara, what's the din if you have an idol that belongs to a goy, and then the Jew picks it up? Can you be mevatel it or not? The Gemara says no. Once the Jew is zeicha on that Aved Ezara, it becomes Aved Ezara shel Yisrael. Once it's Aved Ezara shel Yisrael, it's not nitan to bitul. So what's the kasha? How does it come? It's also about no. Calls about that the goy wasn't mevatel it. It's what in the Serana. So how can the Jew be kinder? Why does that affect the status and make it of Aved Ezara Yisrael to inhibit Bittul? So says the Ritva, you see from here, that the only time we say there's no Zechiyah and Yisrael HaNoah, that means the Gabi Chayshah Mishra, Gabi Momenis, there's no Zechiyah. But any time it impacts on Yisurim, Kachit Shatayra, for Yisurim it is yours, it becomes yours. You can be Zechiyah and Yisrael HaNoah, the Gabi Yisurim. So therefore the Ritva says, just as you can pick up the idol of the Goy and it becomes a Jewish idol, and now you can all over the bittul, that's a divin atorah. So too, if the guy gives you a pizza on Chol HaMoed, that pizza becomes a chavet shal Yisrael, and it becomes asur b'no, because it's chavet shal Pesach, that's by Ravei Motzei. Ad kan divya ritva. So Chol Panim, Rabbi Say, we seem to have all the pieces of the puzzle together in terms of different ways of viewing Yisrael. We're focusing primarily on chametz. We're learning Maseches Pesachim, so Tosfos got us into this big discussion about the Efer of chametz. But we're using this almost as a springboard to look at all Yisrael HaNoah. There are really multiple ways to look at Yisrael HaNoah. Either you can look at Yisrael HaNoah as being Eino Shaloi Legamrei. You can look at Yisrael HaNoah being Shaloi and Bishuso. Or you could say that all of other Yisrael HaNoah are really Shaloi and Bishuso. And the only two exceptions are the Shah Niskal, maybe the Zohar, the Shah Niskal, chametz, etc., because they're Tani would be not. I want to go back to another halacha which really started the entire sugya off, so we spoke a lot about last year, I'm going to go back to it now. Go back to that Mishnah in the Maseches Kiddushin for a second. I didn't put it on the Mekomos, we've seen the Mishnah so many times. We'll say it over very, very quickly. Hamakadish Pesirino. The Mishnah says, Hamakadish Anisha, Vivas Becholov, and Orla Kilea Kerem, Shura Nisko, Petachamor, Sianoza, Tzipar, you name the Yisra Noah, Ein Amekudeshis. So the guy standing under the chuppah, pulls out of his pocket for Shura Nisko, Mekadish is a wonderful and romantic Kiddushin, Ein Amekudeshis. So I want you to tell me why not. Why should I have Kiddushis? Right. Pinpoint why should I have Kiddushis? Let's go through the different possibilities. So, take it really slow. So, according to the Ra'ah, who says that Yisrael HaNoah are not yours,
it's not yours.
You didn't give her the kesef of yours. What's the first question they asked the chassid under the chuppah? Is this ring yours? The answer is no, it's not. So when the rabbi asks him, tell me, chassid, is this cheeseburger yours? What's the answer? No. The data show why? King and kesef, it has to be your kesef. Your kesef is not going to work. Right? So that's the simplest, basic, elementary reason why the condition not takes it. Of course, that only makes sense according to the Ra'ah. So let's play devil's advocate now, against the Ra'ah. Let's take the Rishon and the Tosfos of Pesachim and other Tosfos of Kiddushin. Let's say Yisrael HaNoah do belong to you. So if they do belong to you, why should not have Kiddushin? What's another option? It's Shalov and Rishuso. Why does that impact on the Kiddushin? When we ask the Chassid under the Chuppah, is this Shalcha? Yes. Do we have to ask? Oh, so you're saying, once it's Eino Rishuso, so what did the Gemara tell us about the Kahama? Whatever's in a Meshuso, you can't be Makdash, you can't be Makne, give me Mafkir. Kedusha means he has to transfer ownership on that ring to her, but he can't do that. He doesn't have the halachic vehicle to do that with, because Shalom Yerim Yishus is not nitan to Mechira, not nitan to Matana. So it's a different Chisar. At the end of the day, the woman's Yerim Kodesh, but it's a legamri different Chisar. And according to the first group of Rishayim, it's Chisar because the Cheftza of the ring is not his. According to the second group of Rishonim, the Chetz of the ring is 100% his. It's just as a technical glitch, because there's a quirk, he can't transfer ownership of that Torah because the Shiloh Yenim B'Shusa.
Well, what would happen in the test case of the Balmar and the Mohamos if you had a Goslin who gave you Rishus to, or gave you permission to take your item back, and you said, Haram Mekadesh, a slave with the thing that's in his backyard?
But you didn't pick it up yet. You haven't figured out how to do that. But if you could do that somehow,
send her to get
so
it.
So then that would be a Machlek Yisrael Gon Rabban. That's right. According to the Balamor, she wouldn't be that. According to the Rabban, she wouldn't be. Because you can't be Mocher. You can't be Mocher. Right, 100% right. But what's going to be the problem, Rabbi Sai? Who sees a problem developing?
She can't be going there.
But what if you take
it? She can't be going to the
Mama. Right, she can't be going to the Mama.
No, I'm saying either way, according to this last sheet that we were just saying.
Well, if it's Shalom Yerim B'Shusa, so she can't be going to the Mama because I can't be Mocher.
Because it's an Isra Anah.
You can own Isra Anah, but I can't be Mocher. There's no way for me to be Mocher to her. So what you said before. But you were right before, 100% right before. That it's Shalom of the Chosan, but he can't transfer it to the Kaal. But who sees a problem developing? What if you assume that Isra and Rav are Shalom and are Bishuso? What would the two Gemaras that question that? Hey, what is some sort of answer? Those are the exceptions, but regular Isra and Rav, which are not Nitan Libur, for example, also the Cholov, there are a lot of Sirenos. There are a lot of Yisrael. No, they're not necessarily Nitan Libun. Maybe you know. Some are, some are not. According to the Chassam Sofer's understanding, with those Rishonim who say that the only Chisorim of Yisrael are not only those which are Nitan Libun, so how come the Mishnah says Makadosh and Gosh Mechol Avinu Mekadeshes? How come Makadosh and Petach Moir Mekadeshes? How come Makadosh the Tzipor Mitzorah and Mekadeshes?
Because it's not Shvei.
Oh, so Corey's giving a whole other marsh from left field. Another reason. There's another reason developing in front of our eyes. Maybe the reason why Enim Kodeshes is not because it's such a lie, and not because it's Enim Bishu. So, but because it's such a pruta. That's a different reason. I'm not saying you're wrong. It's a different reason. The gamma is a different reason. So we have three different biurim within that Mishnah Maseches Kedusha. All hinging upon what's going on in Pesachim Bevakama. If you go down the track of Enish Shalom, Mishnah's Klar. Go down the track of Enish Shuso, Mishnah's Klar. Go down the track of that only the Yisur Matun Ibra Olam are not Shalom B'Shuso, but everything else is, so then you have to explain away a different view in that Mishnah condition. It's Enish Shalom Prut. I don't remember if it's all the way back from last year. Why is Yisur not worth the Prut? I don't remember. I don't know about that.
Either because of the market value, right. Or because the Torah is not.
The Torah is not key in the Shem Omer. Right, very good, excellent. Rukhan has also key about that. Beginning of Pesach. So, advice I, we spoke a lot about Pesachim, about Chometz, we spoke a lot about Shem Nisko, we spoke a lot about Kedushin. So, let me ask you another test case. The person wants to give a get to his wife. He can't seem to scrounge around a piece of paper. Best he's got is a cheeseburger. He writes the get on the back of the cheeseburger. Writes it on the apple of Orla, Kiliyak Yerim, whatever it is, and he hands it to his wife. So comes the Gemara in Masechet Gittin, Daf Chof and Medaf, and says, Shalcha Mitam, Kosmo Alisuri Hano, Kosher. Now, it doesn't necessarily say you're allowed to do it. Maybe that's an Isra Hano, maybe no, but Tachlas, the get is Kosher. Nope. Let's walk it through, guys. Let's think it through. What do you think about that? Why is that? Why is Kasu Lisa and no Kasha? Let's think. We'll go back to this one. Why was the Isra no? Why is the cheeseburger no good for conditions? According to Kori's Psha, according to Chassam Sofer has to say, it's a chisorn and the Shabbat Pruta Shabbat.
Who cares on that over here?
By a get, there's no Shia or Shabbat Pruta. The Gemara says you can write a get on a Pachar Pruta. There's no Shabbat Pruta Shabbat. So that doesn't interest us. Therefore, I understand why get is Kasha. But wait a second. But if you hold that Kedushin is no good on the Dabar Asma Anah, either because of it's not Shalom, or because it's not for shusel, we have a big problem. What's the big problem? How am I going to get this object v'nasa v'yada? How am I going to get this object into our hands? If it's not mine, obviously I can't give it to her. I can't give him a ton on something that doesn't belong to me. And even if it is mine, but if it's in a b'shuso, the k'tzais is right, if something is shalovi in a b'shuso, I can't affect a transaction on it. That's the chisar. Gezel is an enu yachal ha'akdash, enu yachal yitav v'matana. How can I fulfill the pasuk v'shanev v'tayv v'nasim v'yada? So the only one, 2 minutes ago, the sugid kedushin did not bode well for the chasam sefer, but Corey pulled the chasam sefer out of it, saying that difficult is pachas shem v'prutza problem. Now we're turning the tables and saying chasam sefer's beer is the best beer in terms of avos gittin, and the rishonim's beer is a pella. There are oz a pella, and the ktzay is a pella. So why is that the get is good? How can kassel the gemar shi'ur fashion in gittin dachov kassel yisur no kosher? How does that happen? What happened to v'nos and v'yada? So it's not shocking that the person who was most disturbed with this kash was the Ktzais. Because the Ktzais is the one who earlier on, or later on, depending on which vantage point of the Sefer is in Siman Daf Hey, and well, whatever is later in the end of Ktzais, he's the one who develops this whole Yisrael that he's surrounded by Shlomo and Bishusel. So he turns the tables on himself, Reish, and he asks himself, wait a second, according to what I'm about to tell you 205 Siman from now, that he's surrounded by Shlomo and Bishusel, how does it get work on Yisrael and Kasli Yisrael and Kashim, why? Where's the Vinas and the other? Where's the Vinas and the other? How can you have a cake and eat it? How can you tell me it's no good for Kedushin? Because it's not Shaloi, not Bishusa, whatever you want to call it, and then turn around and say it's good for Get. What's the obvious conclusion that you draw from here?
Gittin doesn't require Choshen Mishpah Ginyan.
What does it? Comes Jude and says, we mistranslated the word Vinas and the other. What does Vinasa mean? We thought, we saw Vinasa and we thought that meant Halach Mehuchas Matana. We saw Vinasa and we opened up Cheshimish Mehuchas Matana. Says the Ktzais, that's where you went wrong. Says the Ktzais, there is no requirement of Haknas Haget Leisha. It doesn't say Vihiknas is Haget Leyada. It says Vinasa and Leyada. Zok the Ktzais, Nesin is Haget, is not Haknas Haget. And that's the only reason why Kasval Yisur Nas Kashim. If not for the fact that Chazal understood their makabal, this notion that Nesidus Haget doesn't require Maisak Noah, it doesn't require Cheshmishpat criteria, then Kosli Sono would have been possible. So he says that's what Kedushin get in part ways. Kedushin is a din of Haknas Hakesav Liarisha, whereas a get is a din of Nesinas Haget Liarisha. They're not the same.
Doesn't it require Kabbalah?
Kabbalah doesn't mean halachically to be Zoicha. Kabbalah just means, physically, it should be in her hand. That's all it is. That's all it is right. There's no din of Haknasa Gel Isha. There's a din of Nesina Liyada. And therefore, Kasla Yisrael is going to be Kasha.
Are there blind kitten that discuss all kinds of Choshen Mishpat Tehtinim of how perfield we're dealing?
Oh, no one's asking one bomb Kasha. What you really ask is the following bomb Kasha. Wait a second. The Gemara says in Gittin, there's a thing called Kinyan Chatzir. If I want to give you a gift, I can either give it to you, or I can put it into your backyard, and you have 100% Kinyan Chatzir. So the Gemara says, but not immediately there's a din of Kinyan Chatzir. So one of the Mekiris of Kinyan Chatzir is my gift. The state, the Nasim, the Yoda. The Gemara says, and the other Yoda, Gagar Chatzir, the Kafir from the Nayat, I'm not the Nasim, the Kamachayim. The Gemara at the beginning of the Eifet of Gittin says, that's the Mokha for Kinyan Chatzir. And we extrapolate from Chatzir by a get, the chatzir by a matan, the chatzir chashim mishpat. No one's asking, what is that? Hold the phone. If you're telling me that the seed is a get, it's not going to haknas a get, then what in the world is the connection? What's the extrapolation? It doesn't make any sense. How can you learn out dinim of chatzir? How can you learn dinim of chatzir from get? If get itself is not haknas.
Be longer, huh?
What do you mean by that?
Meaning, then my get teaches me that chutzner works, whether it's mishum yad or mishum shliach, but that it's an extension of.
Oh, so Jude is the answer to the question saying, no, the Gemara never meant to say that by get kufa, it's haknah. All the Gemara meant to learn out from get was, you see that the Torah equates a chutzner with a yad. Yad does different things in different places. In some areas of halacha, yad is what's necessary to receive an asina. That's by get, not haknah, just an asina. And by kinyanim, yad is necessary in order to affect the haknah. So that whatever the Torah says, the word yad doesn't just mean my five fingers in my hand. My rishus, my kechas, arts, and the other, Rashi says in Pashat Kukas, mirshusa. So anything that's my rishus, my chotzer, is considered to be my extension of my yad. Bein blakno, bein menesina. But the top of two different parashas, as it says. The parasha of Mesidus again, the parasha of Nes Kedushin and Kinyanim, the Legamri, different parashas. There is an interesting machlekes Rishayim that appears, and that's the Giv Chotzer, again, the eighth parak of Gittin, is machlekes Rashi and Tosfos about, can I use a Kinyan Agav to give a get? What would that mean? So Ruby wants to give a get to Rachel, so he doesn't want to bother picking up the get and giving it to her. He's willing to transfer ownership in some property. So he owns a field in China. The get is sitting in New York. So he says, we're going to make a kinyan on the field in China. Agav, that field in China, you're going to be kind of the get. Like the Mishnah Kiddush, the Chavav, kinyan agav, the chosvish, and the chreis, the gim chosvish, the machreis. So Rashi writes a get, and that's worse. That's okay. So everybody jumps on Rashi and says, what? That doesn't work. He says, that's a kinyan. That's not the nosen biyoda. That's vehikna. But that's not the nosen biyoda. So Rashi seems to be getting success. Rashi seems to be equating that when the Torah says v'nasim yada, it doesn't work with hilchos nesinas. Not a physical nesina. Nasim yada is a poetic way of describing that you have to make sure that get transfers into harishos and dinim amenis. So Rashi says, what's the difference whether you get a kinyan yad, whether you get a kinyan chosim, whether you get a kinyan agav? If it's a kinyan, it's a kinyan. And Torah says, no, it's v'nasim yada. It's not kinyan. The Nasan Biyada. This was the source for the big Chiddush of Kineger. Kineger has a Chiddush, Nochas Gittin, that the person gives a get to his wife, so you have to fold up the get into a little piece, says Rav Kineger, and put the entire get into our hands. None of the paper should be extending outside of our hand. My hand. Give me a piece of paper. So Zap to Mikiveger, if you do this, it gets no good. You know why? Because only the part that's in our hand is the part that's not in our hand. The rest of it is not in our hand. So no one ever heard of this. Before this, no one ever heard of this.
God's Kenyan, that would work.
Oh, so everyone else said the Nesim said, well, what are you talking about? It's like a Kenyan Hanbal. But what am I care whether it's in or not? She's kind of the whole thing. If I want to give you a Gemara, so you have to put the whole Gemara inside the palm of your hand, you pick it up, it's yours. So the Chavizdas, all the other Bechorim say, what does he mean? So then he gives it to his wife. So she's kind of getting Afkamina, what's in her hand, not in her hand. So Rabbi Kivega is assuming, no, that Kinyanim don't really work for a get. It has to be Biyota. And Biyota means Mamish Pshuta, 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 Kimashmal. So, it's a big Chumra. Some Achmarim write, you shouldn't follow this Chumra. Some Achmarim write, if you follow this Chumra of Kivega, so then you fold the get into such tiny little pieces, you'll end up cracking the letters. And it'll turn out the whole get will be false in the Torah because it's not legible. So what we do, the way getting are given today is they don't fold it into mamish, but they do it in such a way that's good even according to Rabbi Kivega. Because afterwards, then the woman takes the get, she puts it on their arm, she puts it in the pocket, all kind of kunzim that work even according to Rabbi Kivega's cheshbon. But the original Chumra of Rabbi Kivega was a throwback to the Shaila, just how serious you take the Simas again, when the Simas again is happening. So anyway, I'll call upon him.
So what does Tosos do with the Kinyan Agav for get?
Tosos has never heard of such a thing. Tosos said the Gemara that Rashi claims works for get is not talking about Kinyan Agav, it's talking about Kinyan Chatzah. He said Rashi didn't read the Gemara properly.
Don't we say that the Yad of a person is like a Dalav of that? By everything, but by, don't we say that has the considered as a
yeah, but that's the part. But that's the part that's inside his hand. The part that's outside of his hand is not his hand.
No, but if it's considered like it's a dalad, then
no. That means the kavi of the Shabbos. We can use that. Here is not a makom chashuv. So we say yada shalav is a makom chashuv. But it's not going to change within a moment. It means that chashivus for Shabbos purposes is considered to be a davar chashuv. As once in Shabbos shul in Barbach, which everyone's probably having it one time in your existence, your famous shul. So, at the end of every minyan, so the guy gets up to ask money to support the shul. So, he gets up one time and he makes the following appeal. I'm scratching my head trying to understand. Maybe we should do it in our shul. He gets up and he says, I couldn't even remember what it was, such a lumdish appeal, I don't know what he was talking about. But he said that Yodoy Shaladam Choshev Loi Kedal Kedal Dalar. That was a quote from Shabbos. Yodoy Shaladam Choshev Kedal Dalar. Eilo Lekosh Bracha B'Yalomoy Eladal Dam Shalach Bovad. Zem from there, you see from here, that Eilo Lekosh Bracha B'Yalomoy Eladal Shaladam. So everybody should give money for this. So, on a more serious note, we try to put together a little bit of the pieces in terms of the Israel Mila as it relates to Chometz, and like other things. These three fundamentally different approaches in the Gedalia, Vishem, and Achronim. Do we view Yisrael Noz being Eina Shalom? Do we view Yisrael Noz being Eina Rishuso? Do we view Yisrael Noz being Eina Shavapruta? How does this affect in terms of Chometz? Is Chometz the same as other Talmud Ra'ilam? So you have to always ask yourself, are we talking about Achuz by Rav Imatze? We're talking about Achuz Shoy Miskel? We're talking about Achuz Kiddush? We're talking about Gittin? Different areas of Halacha, we have different answers to that question. Dalavivim from last week. You have to always judge and see what area of Halacha we're talking about, what the unique status of Yisrael Noz is all about.